Today we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk about Project Recovery Iowa. It's a program through the Iowa Department of Human Services and also helped out by FEMA to help folks recover from some of the devastating flooding that we've seen here this spring season. Kaylee Otto is with us this morning. Kaylee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, good. You work through the Iowa Department of Human Services to help manage this Project Recovery Program. Can you talk a little bit about the basics about what the Project Recovery Program can do?
Yeah, Project Recovery Iowa is a FEMA-funded program, and it is to help survivors of disaster like the flooding that we've experienced understand their reactions to the emotions that they're having, improve coping strategies, and mainly just to connect individuals with assistance from other agencies, like, you know, federal programs from FEMA to help with some of the recovery efforts.
A lot of stress involved with these types of situations. Is that one of the things that you guys look to deal with, is some of the stressors that folks are dealing with at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with Iowa Concern Hotline, and that's kind of the number that we give out to everybody because we can also be accessed through that number. Our crisis counselors can be, but the Iowa Concern Hotline actually has, you know, disaster experts that are a great resource linkage to survivors to help them kind of get things figured out. They have stress management. They can talk to people about substance abuse issues, mental health issues. They're just a great link to other agencies and resources as well. And then they can also dispatch us to you directly. So if you're in one of the counties that we're currently working with, which are Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, Mills, and Fremont, then we can actually have crisis counselors come to your home to talk to you, which I know makes a lot of people a lot more comfortable being in their own element, being able to show damage and kind of tie that into their story.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about how this came about? How did you identify that this was a real problem that needed this type of assistance?
Well, Project Recovery has been around for a while. It's kind of activated during these times of crisis. How it works is when we reach disaster level presidentially, when it's declared by the president, in this case, President Trump declared these counties disaster areas on March 23rd. So that's when the federal funding comes in, and then that's what runs our grant.
Sure. Are these one-on-one consultations then that you'll do with folks?
Yeah, we do group counseling, we do public education, and then we also do individual crisis counseling as well. I mean, you can even do it just on the phone through the Iowa Concern Hotline too. If you don't want to meet with anybody in person, that's always an option. They have email connections they can make. They have live chat, and it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, toll-free, confidential hotline. So anything you call in and talk about is between you and the counselor that you're speaking with.
Sure. Is it fair to say that the service you're providing is more as kind of as an informational clearinghouse? You have the information to share with folks to get them in the right place?
Yeah, the number for the Iowa Concern Hotline is 800-447-1985. And then we also have a Facebook page, Project Recovery Iowa, on Facebook.
Sure. When people call that number, who would answer then? These are trained professionals who are used to these types of calls and stressful situations?
Yep, absolutely. The Iowa Concern Hotline is around all the time, and just they're operated under the ISU Extension Office. That's who manages Iowa Concern. And then they just kind of add in our services during disaster situations, but they are trained professionals. They're very helpful. They're very nice.
Sure. Have you gotten a lot of calls regarding this, the flooding issues so far this season?
Yeah, definitely. And then in situations where people call and they feel like they need a little more in-depth crisis counseling or they just, you know, want to process through everything with counselors, then the Iowa Concern Hotline can give us their information. If the caller chooses to give it to them, they can give us the information and then we can come to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
got to be an awful emotional kind of a phone call. I mean, we went through some of this with the farm crisis back in the 80s where there were so many people who were looking for folks to help counsel them, just to give them some advice or point them in the right direction. And, you know, there you're talking about losing your livelihood and everything you do. In this case, some folks are looking at losing pretty much everything they own.
Right. Well, and livelihood as well. We do have a lot of, Iowa obviously has a lot of farmers that are in crisis right now as well. I mean, the grounds being wet have delayed planting, which delays profit. I mean, it's kind of it's a long-term recovery process. It's not, a lot of people that haven't experienced it assume like, oh, well, it's done raining, it's done flooding, like, you know, it's done, but it's not that simple. Recovery takes a lot longer than the floodwaters last.
Yes, so in essence, you're really dealing with a lot of different types of issues that they just kind of all get tied together by flooding.
Right, yeah, exactly. We have, I mean, there's people that are experiencing, you know, disaster unemployment if their businesses were shut down or underwater, et cetera. I mean, and then you throw in, you know, vehicle damage, home damage, you know, neighbors and family members also have damage. It's a long, long recovery process. And a lot of people don't really understand that in the beginning until they've dealt with it. A lot of clients that I'd worked with in the past had Christmas ornaments and things that their kids had made, for example, that they didn't even consider until down the road. You know, Christmas time comes around several months after the flooding, and then they realize like, oh yeah, I had to throw that all out. And that's stuff that's not replaceable.
Well, it's your life.
So that brings a whole new set of emotions. It triggers, you know, a lot of memories and feelings that people don't really anticipate having until they do.
That's right. It affects your life in so many different ways. And you mentioned, too, that there are so many different ways that the hotline can help folks out, too. It's not just providing some information and things, too, on where to go or where to look for different types of services that might be out there. But did I see there, too, that they offer that you can get free legal advice through the hotline? They can hook you up with that as well?
Yep, that's true. Free legal advice, crisis counseling. They help with like family finance, unemployment issues. It's really just kind of a hub of information also. So, I mean, if it's not something that they directly can help you with, they definitely will be able to link you up with an agency that can.
Well, and I know insurance issues have been a big deal here this season too, with all of this flooding. Is that something that they can also assist with, is providing you some direction and giving you some, or at least finding you a place to go for some advice with regard to some of the insurance issues that come with this flooding?
Yeah, the advice and information that they have is kind of limitless, to be honest. I mean, they have a wide range of expertise there and other resource linkage, and they can also, you can also call if you have questions about like the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant program that is through Iowa. That's for numerous counties right now. It's up to, I believe, $5,000 for qualifying households. And then the FEMA assistance doesn't have an income restriction. So that's another, you know, something people can call and get more information about. And also talking with our crisis counselors, they can get information about that as well. And we do have two mental health centers working with us right now. Siouxland Mental Health Center in Sioux City is working with Woodbury and Monona counties. And then we also have Waubonsie Mental Health Center, and they are assisting survivors in Harrison, Mills, and Fremont counties. So that's another place that you can go if you want to talk to somebody or need more information. You can just go directly to those mental health centers as well.
You bet. Well, at least in the beginning, it's good to know that there's somebody out there who does have your back and can help you weed through some of all this stuff that you now suddenly have to deal with. Kaylee, you mentioned the hotline, the 800 number, but are there other ways that people can access this information?
Yeah, we have the Project Recovery Iowa Facebook page. That's a great page there as well. You can message us, you can write on the wall, and then we can reach out to you if you would like that. And then again, just, you know, those two mental health agencies, they have professional staff that do crisis counseling there as well at Siouxland Mental Health Center and Waubonsie Mental Health Center.
Very good. Just go straight to the source if you need to. That hotline number again, 800-447-1985 for folks who may want to find out more or at least maybe start to get that ball rolling just a little bit. Well, it's good to know, as I said, that someone is out there kind of on your side helping you out and get through what you need to get through here when you're dealing with so many of these different types of issues with regard to some of that devastating flooding that we've seen here this spring. Kaylee Otto, thank you so much. We appreciate what you and your folks there at the Iowa Department of Human Services and FEMA and those folks are doing to help folks out here this spring. Appreciate it. Continued success.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for helping us get the word out today. We really appreciate it.